This is what it looks like for invasive cancers, the non-operative diagnosis rate now for all the different screening units in the country. So I think we've solved that for invasive cancers. But if we bring in the non-invasive cancers, then you can see that there is still some variation across the country. And particularly, you can see at the bottom, we've got 17 units where it's less than 70%. And we have a question for the rest.
I mean, I think my general comment, looking at these data and looking at a whole lot of other data for other cancers, is where we see variations, and we always do see variations, what are we actually doing about it? And what processes have we got in place to look back and find out what is happening with the outliers? So I think our first question on this one is really aimed at the regional representatives. And really to say to them, where you've got a representative with a unit where non-operative diagnosis is, let's say, 50%, which was the bottom level, what's been done to investigate this?
And the person we've selected for this happy task is a representative from South Central. Is a representative. Sir, can you explain to us what you're doing about this?
Yes, Giles Connick, South Central.
Do stand up, actually. We're not going to throw buns. We don't name and shame.
No, I mean, in all the cases, there are three units, and there were small numbers in each unit. They've been asked to look at them. We think a lot of this is from B3, B4 core biopsy diagnosis, which had an excision, was found to be DCIS, but it's still being looked at.
Yeah.
But all pathologists have been asked to review it, and all the MDTs have as well.
Because I think that the general point here is obviously something that I think has been a complete feature of the screening audit has been the fact that we don't name and shame.
Yeah.
And I think that is absolutely right. But that does not mean that we shouldn't investigate and make sure that the audit loop is closed. So I'm glad to hear that's happening.
Okay.